It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. It's Good Friday, the day Christians around the world mark the crucifixion of Jesus. For over a century, the people of Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn, have observed this day in a very distinctive way, inherited from their ancestors, many of whom immigrated from Mola de Bari, Italy.
So in this procession, we have two images which are carried.
John Heyer, funeral director and historian at the Church of Sacred Hearts and St. Stephen's.
One would be the Cristo Morto, or the dead Christ. Jesus dead, laying in a casket, in this case a glass coffin, so you could see him, as well as his mother. His mother is accompanying him dressed all in black under the title of Our Lady of Sorrows, or the Madonna Addolorata.
The illuminated Cristo Morto and the six-foot Madonna Addolorata are lifted onto the shoulders of men. They're then carried out of the church and into the streets, and they'll move about for several hours under police protection and followed by a funeral band.
Showing that journey from the point of crucifixion on Calvary to the Holy Sepulchre. And it's done through Carroll Gardens in much the same way that it is done in little towns all throughout Italy.
So it's the police car, then it's the Jesus coffin, then it's the light of cross. It's a very slow walk.
We always come out here. You know, you can hear it upstairs. We have the house, and it goes all around the blocks. You know, it's funny. We moved in here in 99, and we knew nothing about this. And my son and I, oldest son, were sitting downstairs, and when we heard this, all the noise, and we came out, and we were just amazed. We're Irish, so, but we love it.
Perdonami, o Signore, per la mia cecità. Santa Madre de voi fate che le piaghe del Signore siano impresse nel.
These are the women who belong to the association. It is an association that's been created from Mola di Bari in Italy, and most of these women, or if not all of them, are Moles. They are in front of the Blessed Mother, guiding her through her way, and they sing their songs and say prayers along the way.
Her name's Maria, right?
Yeah. She has a dagger in her heart because she said that Jesus died or whatever. So, pretty interesting.
Same thing has been going on in our town 6 hours ago, because we're 6 hours different. It's a Mola di Bari, which is a side of Italy. You know, it's if you think about the boot, we ride by the hill. And a beautiful town.
When they carry the coffin, when they get to this house, they turn the coffin to the house. Because someone in this house, generations ago, no one knows who, made a certain donation, and so it's always done. There's several houses on the route that happens to, but this is one of the houses. I feel blessed when they do that here.
Oh, this is gorgeous.
Oh, well, down there at 9 o'clock, everybody, that whole block will be packed with people. And everybody's up on stoops trying to get a look. And they bring these two statues together, and then they go into the church together. It's a very dramatic moment.
But I cannot describe what I feel, knowing that someone would give their life for me, to set me free from my sin.
Santifica e proteggi sempre questa tua famiglia, per la quale Cristo tuo figlio.
Yeah, usually you're supposed to go inside and attend the Mass, but we're going to the bar. don't include that. We've done it too many years.
It's hard to leave. Like, we're kind of ready to go home, but we're like, it's hard to leave. It definitely draws you in.
These are sounds from the 2016 Good Friday procession at the Church of Sacred Hearts and St. Stephen's in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn. This year's procession begins at 7 tonight at 125 Summit Street.